Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Locket by Janice Marius, Florida, USA. In the spring of 2002, my son Gene was just 21 years old when his heart stopped beating. It was one of those terrible things that you hear happen to other people, to athletes, or to people who take those dietary supplements with ephedrine. Nothing you'd even consider from an over-the-counter decongestant. As I began the road of parent of a child who will never grow old, it became important to me to find a locket to hold a lock of his hair along with a photograph. I began searching the auctions on eBay. There is an eBay category for mourning jewelry, but it's difficult to look at because many of the items are heartbreaking. In February 2003, I found the perfect locket, shortly after the auction for it had closed. A carving on the front reminded me of Sir Francis Drake, who circumnavigated the Earth in 1580. You see, my son had intended to buy a catamaran to make the same voyage. Plus, Gene had for many years carried a commemorative coin from England celebrating the Drake Odyssey, until he lost it in the ocean. The winner of the locket's auction was Robin. I wrote her, expressing interest, should she decide to part with it. She said she'd let me know. It was heartwarming that she responded. Months ticked by. I continued to search for a locket that wasn't too feminine. Time and again, I returned to the picture which I'd saved to my computer. Nothing compared favorably. One day, I remembered a story which stressed the importance of asking. There was hope. So I wrote Robin again, expressing renewed interest in the locket. My note must have alerted her instincts because she asked why I wanted it. When I told her the story, she asked for my address. 3 days later, the locket arrived, and it was even more fitting than the picture showed. Along each side is what looks like a boat propeller moving through the water. In addition, at the top, the design looks like an anchor chain. Robin insisted that this be a gift from one mom to another. To say I've been touched by Robin's gift would be an understatement. I wear it always and cannot begin to say the relief, joy, and comfort I get by holding the locket and remembering the good times we shared during my son's all-too-brief life. This locket will be treasured for a very long time and become a family heirloom. It is a gift to remind ourselves that my Gene made a difference and that strangers can brighten even the most awful of circumstances. Thank you, Robin. This isn't merely a gift to be reciprocated. It's an obligation to make a difference in someone else's life.
Visit heroicstories.org. to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.